Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2512, 3 ways to reduce stress and improve recovery during your next workout, by Harold Gibbons of markfisherfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Welcome to another edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is one of just a few podcasts in the world where blogs are read to you. And on this show, you get the added bonus of hearing my commentary at the end. Oh, and another bonus, on Fridays, I answer your questions. Now, to check out our other shows, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. But for now, let's get to today's post and start optimizing your life. 3 ways to reduce stress and improve recovery during your next workout, by Harold Gibbons of markfisherfitness.com. The F train just got stuck, again. Traffic on the 405 is at a standstill. You have to switch terminals during a layover in Atlanta. You just lost 4G LTE and the video is blurry over 3G. You testified in court on Thursday. Our first world problems can be really stressful, am I right? Show of hands. Who uses physical activity as a way of relaxing from the stresses of daily life? Here's a question for you. What happens when those incredible stress-relieving workouts become stressful themselves? Today, we're going to talk about exercise as a form of stress management, and we'll focus on some action steps to bring some balance to the force and ensure that we're able to get through our most stressful times. First, we should address the elephant in the room. Exercise is inherently stressful. When we exercise, we're asking our bodies to work harder than they would otherwise have to at rest. Most of the time, we don't think of it as stressful. It's renewing, it's rewarding, and we feel absolutely great when we're done working out. Push it a bit harder, though, and physical activity can really take its toll on your body, as evident by the dancers, athletes, and weekend warriors among us who are regularly grabbing the Aleve, ice pack, or getting weekly massages because everything hurts. However, not every workout has to involve running yourself into the ground or lifting so much that you're walking funny for a week. Those workouts tend to be the ones that leave you feeling physically worse when you're done. Intensity is a spectrum, and there's definitely a time for getting after it as hard as you can. For now, let's talk about working out in moderation, with the intensity that leaves your body feeling physically better than when you started. Exercise for recovery. One of our key lessons at Mark Fisher Fitness is to run your own race, which means that everyone should train at the intensity that feels most appropriate to them. Over the course of multiple workouts, that means that we're often training at differing intensities. It's easier to treat every workout as a chance to go hard, but slowing down is just as important. Here are 3 of my favorite recovery strategies. 1, do your warm-up, then stop. Seriously, that's it. Practicing a warm-up like those we use at the clubhouse, or a sequence of yoga moves that help your body feel more loose and relaxed. It can be 5 to 20 minutes of gentle movement that's focused on letting your body soften rather than harden. If you wake up in the morning and you need a pick-me-up other than coffee, or you get off a 5-hour flight and want to move a bit more than that middle seat allowed, a yoga movement sequence could be just what you need. 2, take it easy, like really easy. If you're used to going beast mode every time you break a sweat, you may need to learn about workouts that don't even feel like a workout. Taking it this easy in a training session or a class might not be what you're interested in. So my summertime preference for easy exercise is to get outside, explore new places, and do it with friends. This is working at a low to moderate intensity, and you should be able to carry on a conversation the entire time, although that may prove difficult if you're, say, swimming. Walking, swimming, or a calm bike ride around town are all great low-impact ways to do aerobic exercise that should leave you feeling invigorated at the end of 20 to 40 minutes of energizing work. That's specifically not an hour-long spin class, sprint repeats, or posting a new personal record on your fitness app. I've made this mistake before. You leave the house with the intention of keeping things nice and slow, and 5 minutes in, you decide to drop the hammer. Don't do it. If you're tracking your heart rate, stay at around 60%. It is slower and easier than most of us want to move, but it will do wonders for making your next workout feel a heck of a lot better. 3. Follow your regularly scheduled workout, but at a lower intensity. There's a difference between sandbagging a workout and planning to focus on moderation. The difference there is intention. At Mark Fisher Fitness, I frequently see ninjas making these three decisions to train successfully while honoring a lower intensity. A. Choosing slower exercises over faster exercises. Deadlifts over swings. Baby crawls over bear crawls. Reverse burpees over burpees. The slower exercises still offer a great workout and one that you'll be more likely to keep at a consistently moderate pace. B. Do less. This may mean that in classes you use kettlebells that are a slightly lighter weight than normal. It may mean that in a semi-private lesson, you use the same weight, but you cut back on the number of sets or repetitions. Cutting down the overall training volume can again make recovery easier. One of my favorite strategies is to cut back on the number of sets, but to use my normal weights for the normal number of reps. I'll invest that extra time in more foam rolling or mobility work and always feel better at the end. And C, track your heart rate. During one of our programs, we encourage ninjas to take one regular Mark Fisher Fitness class per week while maintaining a heart rate that hovers between 60 and 80%. Hovering around 70% is always a challenge at first, because most of the time, we blow past that number really quickly when taking classes. Using a heart rate monitor can really hold you accountable to keeping things slow and steady, especially if you're like me and tend to get carried away with wanting to do as much as possible. During intense training, using a heart rate monitor can be useful for making sure you're working as hard as you planned on. When you're focused on recovery, use that heart rate monitor to stay within the range that's appropriate for you. You just listened to the post titled, 3 Ways to Reduce Stress and Improve Recovery During Your Next Workout, by Harold Gibbons of markfisherfitness.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search, but what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I'll admit, taking it easy during a workout is not something I find easy to do at all. Today's author, Harold, said, "If you're used to going all out every time you break a sweat, you may not be interested in doing workouts at a lower intensity." That's definitely my problem. It wasn't always this way, though. When I first started getting into exercising more regularly, I used to dread those super high-intensity workouts, and definitely forget leg day. I would skip that all the time. I would always feel nauseated about halfway through these workouts. There were more times than I would like to admit where I would have to stop myself in the middle of, let's say, a boot camp class to lie down on the ground and put my feet up on a bench just to stop myself from passing out or getting sick in front of everybody. This was not a feeling I particularly enjoyed, so I would avoid these types of workouts. But I eventually hit a turning point where I could push my body to a high intensity and not get that sick feeling. I could make it through a class and actually feel really good afterwards. And then I started to crave this feeling. I then only wanted to experience that feeling after a workout. So all of my workouts became intense like that. Well, that just led to overtraining, that point where the stress of exercise becomes too much for the body to handle. I would become moody, I would lose sleep, and eventually my body would just break down and I would get a cold or the flu. So I've relearned, with time, to again appreciate the lower intensity days too. I have to remember that these lower intensity days are good for my body and mind. Like I say with food, everything in moderation. Well, that applies to exercise too. All right, that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back here tomorrow with another post and where your optimal life awaits.